Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Monday, May the 9th, 2016, and the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we've got another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I have to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're doing the introduction, if you will, probably do about two or three part introduction to the next series. As you know, each one of these series builds upon the last or the previous series. So it's very important. Hopefully you've been following along in the series. This entire year, every series that I do for 2016 is about forbidden knowledge and forbidden religion. So we're focusing on that theme. We are really trying to, at least I'm trying to, bring about an esoteric understanding of forbidden knowledge. Now, when I say forbidden knowledge, it means it's the inside meaning of the outside scriptures. So we hopefully, everyone that follows along and listens to my shows have that basic understanding that each show builds upon the previous show and all the series builds upon the previous series. And so right now, again, I have an I did an offer where I was offering, you know, 25 books, 25 audio shows, and then a bunch of my audio shows as well. That, again, decided to extend that a little bit. So, again, if you want to take advantage of that, just simply email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. Email address, again, is masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. And that entire package is for $600. It includes 25 of the books that I've written, 25 of the audio shows that I've done, and a little less. I was going to do 1,000, but that's a little, I think it's a little over, a little too much, and so I don't want to overwhelm people. But again, we're going to give you quite a few, probably about 500 of the one-hour audio shows that's included in that package for the $600. And the reason for that is so that way you have access to listening to this Christ Consciousness. So the Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly is the next series. So during the next series, I'm going to lay down the foundation, not really the foundation, but relay the foundation and re-express what I haven't expressed publicly, which is christened. So the next 12-hour series is going to be about Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's about the colostrum in you, the hope of glory. So we want to break down what goes on internally that the church talks about externally. And so the next series, again, is a very, very important series because it sums up the entire ministry, if you want to use that term, the entire purpose, the entire destiny. So if there's anyone who wants to know what I am all about, this series is it. This series that we're getting ready to start, and again, we're looking at probably kicking off the next series on May the 15th. So that should be a Deity Day or a Sunday, so we'll start it off on about May the 15th, maybe the 16th, but I'm thinking about the 16th. I'm sorry, the 15th would be a good day. That's a Sunday. So May the 15th, we'll start the new series. The cost of that series, like the last series, is $100. This series, however, includes my never-published book on Christendom. Now, inside of this book, this is a kind of a workbook that I will make available for everyone, again, who wants to pay an additional charge to have that workbook, and we'll throw that in for another $25. We'll also give a discount for everyone who listened to the previous show, so that way there's a benefit for following along in the series. So we're probably looking at, again, I'll finalize everything as we get closer to the start date. But again, the next series starts on May the 15th. We'll kick it off probably, again, during the noon time. That seems to be a good slot for everyone. And again, it's a 12 hours because we've got so much information to cover. What's going to be included in the next series? Well, brothers and sisters, the next series is the foundation of everything that we've been discussing. We want to go over basically Christ, what that means. Again, we've already did the series on it, but we're doing an overview of the difference between the word Christos and the word Christos. We want to talk about the statements Yahushua makes. He says, I am the way. He says, well, another statement that he makes, he says, I'm the truth. Another statement he makes, he says, I'm the life. Another statement he makes, he says, I am the resurrection. Another statement he says is, I am the bread of life. He says, I am the light of the world. He says, I am the door. He says, I am the good shepherd. He says, I am the true vine. All of these are internal statements, but they have an external meaning. Meaning, all of these statements are taught that they represent an external display. They're like baptism. Externally, baptism means you take someone, you baptize them in water. What is the internal meaning? Remember, Yahushua always taught in parables. He always spoke with an external meaning and an internal meaning. Everyone has the external meaning. We don't have to go over that. You can go to any church in America and get the external meaning of what Yahushua said. That's great. That's awesome. After you finish, once you get the external meaning, then you got to go into get the internal meaning where Yahushua says, I have been crucified with Christ. So there is an internal crucifixion that must take place that it talks about in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And Christ in you, the hope of glory. So Christ in you is the hope of the glow ray. So there is a ray that glows. A ray is a stream or a life or a light path, which is your life path. So your life path is your light path. Yahushua said, I am the light of life. And he said, I am the light of the world. Those terms have esoteric meaning, internal meaning. That's the problem. Yahushua said that anybody that believes that does not believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is not of God. So if you do not believe that Jesus Christ came internally, then you're not of God. So it's great that you have the external meaning. But do you have the internal meaning that Yahushua was talking about? That is what the Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly is all about. The goal is to one day have these Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assemblies all over the country, just like McDonald's, and have men and women of God who understand and who are willing to share this information with the masses. What is this information? Christ in you, as you, manifesting himself through you. That is the glory. So, my brothers and sisters, we have to start with understanding that Christ came within the body. That's what the light and the life of Christ within means. So there is a light and there is a life of Christ that oscillates and vibrates inside of you. And if we don't understand what that means, we don't understand the light, and therefore we cannot have the life. The life of Christ is the result of the light of Christ. That's what Christ consciousness is all about. So this next 12-hour series, we're going to spend revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying what this means. It's important because Yahushua says that the rich man died and was buried, which was his body. And so when we die, in the book of Luke, it talks about that the Word and God created man in his Word, which is his image. So this belongs to the spiritual existence that we have that's inside of this earthly body. The earthly body is not in the image of God, but the spiritual body is. And so it is this understanding, and I've done many shows that talk about you are a spiritual being inside of a physical body. And it's this understanding that I seek to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify when we talk about the body of Christ. So when we talk about the body of Christ, it is the understanding what it talks about in Mark chapter 14, verse 22, Mark 14, 22, where it says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, he gave thanks, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, take it, this is my body. This is the symbolic act of the beginning of communion, or a community. This represents the community service that we are to embrace and become a part of the body of Christ. So when we become a part of the body of Christ, it means that you must do something with your body that makes your body, your physical body, your spiritual body, and your mental body, or your etheric body, the same as Christ. You must crucify yourself, you must pick up your cross, and you must follow him. And it is this process that we have the outside meaning, but we don't understand the inside meaning, which is what I seek to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify. Now, Thursday, I'm going to be a guest speaker on another gentleman's show that explains this process. Again, I'll post all of the details on Facebook, on my Facebook page, this Thursday night at 7 p.m. I'll be the guest at, I forgot the guy's name. But anyway, it's on Facebook, and I'll break all of that down for you who want to tune in. So this whole series breaks down, number one, what is Christ consciousness. We're going to talk about Christ consciousness is Colostrum consciousness. We're going to break down how you have this treasure hidden inside of you. And we must break down that the body is a unit. Though we are made up of many parts, and though all of our parts are many, they form one body. So we are all members of one body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27 says it this way. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27 says, now you are the body of Christ and individual members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then the gifts of healing, then the gifts of help, administration, and various kinds of tongues. And otherwise, this is establishing your lane, your frequency, or your vibration inside of the body. That's my lane. That's my frequency. That's my path. That's my destiny. That is my personal purpose inside of a group or a body. So we all have been called to service. We've all been called to share. We've all been called to worship. We've been called to love each other. We've been called to create or to promote truth and unity or Christ consciousness. These are the spiritual gifts. There are a variety of gifts, but the same spirit. That's what it talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. What is that spirit? That's a consciousness. The word spirit and the word consciousness. So everybody should have the spirit Christ or the Christ consciousness or the Christ spirit. That's what 1 Corinthians 12:4 says, now there are a variety of gifts, but the same spirit. There are a variety of service, but the same Lord. It is this understanding that there should be the underlining theme, that everyone should have the same spirit. We should have the same Lord. That means overseer. That means ruling disposition. Every believer and non-believer, every person possesses a gift, and you are called to service the body of Christ with your gift. So this entire 12-hour series is designed to help you understand that my entire ministry, everything that I've been about, has been to help people find purpose, and number two, monetize or implement purpose. That's it. Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly is an organization to help people find the purpose that is Christ-given. It is purpose-oriented. See, we have this treasure. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. It's so important, my brothers and sisters, that you understand what this treasure is. This treasure is Christ in you, the hope of the glory. And if we don't understand this, then everything that we do is for naught. And so this entire series is designed to break this down biologically. So what we will be doing in this next series, I don't know if it's ever been done on this level. Now, I know it's been done, but I don't know if it's been done on this level. The last series we talked about the OSPI Bible and how it talks about what we're going to be talking about. The OSPI Bible explains the spiritual realm and how you are to connect with it. The only problem that I have is I don't understand, I don't personally know the spirit that issued this OSPI Bible. There's a lot of things inside of this Bible that's great, but it doesn't bear witness with my spirit. But the things that does bear witness with my spirit is the thing that I have experience in. And so instead of going outside of my area of expertise, I'm staying inside of my lane. Now, that's why I'm not saying anything negative against the OSPI Bible, because, again, it could be one of those books that are just before our time. And maybe it's for another generation. Maybe it's not. But what I can share, what I can break down is the understanding of the English word that is derived from the Latin word for sacrum, or where we get the word spinal or spade. So inside of the spinal column, there is what is called the sacrum bone. So based up on under, over, and understanding that there are 33 bones in the spinal cord. Your spinal cord consists of 33 bones. That's where the Freemasonry gets their 33 degrees. That represents the Kundalini rising up. The 33 bones are the 33 levels of the vertebrae of the spinal cord, which is your spiritual antenna. It is the activating of what they call, again, the pyramid or the middle fire that connects the brain and the DNA and the 12 tribes, which represents the 12 cranial nerves that are inside of the central nervous system. So for a person to rise from a lower animalistic, egocentric, testosterone-based sexual root chakra, you must rise up 33 degrees to illuminate the brain, to become, again, illuminated. That's what the whole 33 degrees represent inside of Freemasonry. It is the ability to become a quote-unquote, you know, lord and master over thyself. That's why Yahushua is, now this is really important. Now we're going to break all of this down in vivid detail, because the word Golgotha, again, also is a part of or represents a place inside of the human brain or the skull. And inside of the King James Bible, the number of words, when you break it down, the total number of words inside of the King James, when you add all of them up individually or you break it down on a numerology basis, it equals that number as well, 33. So the whole purpose of the Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly is to help people to understand the occult, if you want to use that term, meaning. Now, the problem is that it has taken on a lot of new age or negative connotation, which may rightfully or unrightfully be so. My purpose is to help traditional believers understand this mission, meaning a lot of people cannot connect the dots because of fear. Thankfully, again, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he's given me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind, like it says inside of the scripture. What is it? I think it's 1 Timothy 1:7. So if God has not given you a spirit of fear, why do you have it, and where did it come from? So we must override the spirit of fear. And what activates the spirit of fear is where someone gets tunnel vision. So when you are living in the state of fear, it produces tunnel vision. So that way you cannot, again, activate the Christ consciousness. You cannot be or cannot have what 2 Thessalonians talks about, the Greek word, aletheia, which is to give us the English word truth. So you cannot have objectivity. You cannot be objective. You cannot be considerate, because the hippocampus and the amygdala, or the amygdala and the hypothalamus, are both activated in a state of fear. That produces tunnel vision. It releases the adrenochrome in the body, and the energies that control your animal nature, your genitals, your lower being, that reptile brain is activated. But what we need to do is we need to activate one brain thinking or whole brain thinking. So how is that done? How is that activated? Why are they promoting the things that destroy whole brain thinking? Why is there such a promoting, whether it's food, GMO, whether it's fluoride in the water, genetically modified organisms in our food, chemtrails in the air, alcohol, drugs, you know, sports? All of this stuff is designed to kill or destroy or to limit your Christ consciousness. And so your job is to understand. My job is to assist you with the understanding of that and understanding why it's so important, my brothers and sisters, that you oscillate or you vibrate or you do things to assist or to help you to oscillate or vibrate, or to, as they say in the esoteric community, to open up your third eye so that that way you walk according to the Christos or the Christ consciousness. And so we have to separate fact from fiction. And so what we will be doing during this 12-hour series is just that, separating fact from fiction. understanding not only the spiritual or the exoteric or the outside meaning, but now we got to go deeper inside. We got to go inside and we have to look at the esoteric or the inside meaning or the eternal meaning. And to do that, my brothers and sisters, we have to look at the DNA. We have to be able to go in and address what is it inside of you from a biological perspective that allow the word to become flesh and dwell among men. And so as I've talked about, you are a biological, electrical, chemical being. Now we've got to understand how this biological, electrical, chemical system works. That is what this next series is all about. But not only do we want to address that, we want to go even further than that. So we're going to address the whole human anatomy. So this is not only going to be a series on cellular biology and the human cell, we also want to look at, again, the pattern that's inside of the word and how it relates to the pattern that's inside of the body and how we want to look at hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon, the elements that make up the body and how it relates to the elements that make up of the spirit. How are we going to do that? We're going to take the four, really five, but we'll address that during the series, the four letters of the name of God, Yahweh. But really, there's a missing fifth element. We're going to talk about the fifth element. We want to break it down. We want to break down the four letters of the Hashem. We want to break down the four letters, again, of the DNA. We want to break down the four Gospels. And we're going to break down the four sons of Horus. And what climbing the DNA ladder, or what the Bible talks about when the sons of God went to and fro, when the enemy, quote-unquote, Lucifer, when Yahushua asked him, where are you going in the book of Job? He says, from going up and down, walking to and fro inside the land. So that gives us the four dimensions of the word of God, up and down, to and fro. So we want to break down this four-dimensional world that we live in, and we want to add the fifth element that's always hidden. So we got four gospels. What's the fifth gospel? It's not included, if you want to use that or say that word, in the canonized book. The Gospel of Thomas. You notice the Gospel of Thomas is not mentioned. And some people say, well, it was left off on purpose. Well, there's some stuff inside of the Gospel of Thomas, which would be a good reason to leave it out because it addresses Christ consciousness. What about the case of the missing shin? I have an entire book that explains that. Everybody knows Yahweh. Very few people understand shin, which is another word for sin, which is another word, again, for the god of the moon, Sin, the moon goddess. And so that's the reason why the feminine expression, the feminine, why the Hebrew language are only consonants and there's no vowel. Why is it a masculine language primarily? So we want to look at it. We want to address all of that. So there is a lot of stuff. Again, this is just the introduction, 12-hour series. So tomorrow we will continue. Again, we'll do three parts to talk about what we will be addressing in the series. Now, again, the series is 12 hours, and it comes with a 200-page workbook. That's all included for the price of $100, again, for the new series. That's for the members who paid for the last series. For new members who did listen to the last series, again, the cost is $100 for the series, $25 for the workbook, the $125 for members who did not listen to or pay for the last series. My brothers and sisters, join me tomorrow. Again, we'll continue with part two of the three-part series that goes over the introduction for the new series that starts on May the 15th. This is a very important series because of the fact that I have the Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly. We want to start promoting that. I'm going to start building that up and start talking about what that entails. And start really, really laying the foundation to help people understand what's coming down the pipe. Because in the last series, again, we talked about this OASPI Bible that talks about humanity and its spiritual or its celestial component. And inside the entire cosmos is light that controls this humanity, and it controls humanity's development. The OASPI Bible explains this. The serpent in the OASPI Bible that it talks about, which is the solar system, and Luomong, which is the aborted fetus that it talks about in the secret book of John, which we know, again, as the Cosmogrator. So we talked about that in the last series. So we explained in the last series the negative, if you want to use that word, expression, or the dark energy, or the dark chi, or dark matter. Now we want to explain the light energy, or the light chi, or light matter, or spiritual matter. This is very important, because one deals with the outside, the other deals with the inside. We've addressed the outside, meaning now we must address the inside, meaning. Join me tomorrow, my brothers and sisters, that we continue with part two of the three-part introduction to the 12-part series entitled Christened, the Christ Consciousness. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you. Colostrum in you, the hope of glory. God eternal within the body. My brothers, my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters,
shout
I will
Adrian
see you
Adonis.
In
yeah.
eternity.
Yeah.
God bless you.
This ain't no video game.
Yeah.
This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound.
Damn.
So point the arrow now.
Damn.
I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again,
yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military.